This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Grant. He's Danny. This is The Fan. Kirk Cousins is on the show in 25 minutes. A lot to talk to him about. First team offense did eventually get going, just like they did against Green Bay, but it took a while. Why can't this team and this offense particularly start faster? We will cover that with Kirk at 11. By the way, the Kirk Cousins fan question of the week, you've got an opportunity to ask. You got to go to, is that on our Facebook page or Twitter? How can people ask the fan question of the week? Opportunity for you each week to get a question asked of Kirk Cousins.
Sending tweets to the station and replying to the tweet that just went out at 10 o'clock.
All right, very cool.
There
so
you
go to
106.7
The Fan on Twitter. If you've got a question for Kirk, the best question is going to get asked to him today, and we'll do that each time he joins us all season long exclusively here on The Fan. By the way, brand new DC Quick Pitch comes out this afternoon after our show on the Nationals. Giancarlo Stanton's coming to town, Danny.
He's been fairly hot in the month of August.
Do you know what his August numbers are? Have you looked at them?
I haven't. I know they're really good.
How many home runs do you think he has in 25 games in August?
I'm going to guess, because he's been scalding. I'll say 15.
17 home
runs. Are you kidding me?
25 games in August, 17 home runs. How many RBI do you think he has in August? Again, 25 games.
Oh, God. 30.
35 RBI.
I mean, this is stupid.
394 average, 482 on base, 1,000 slugging percentage in August.
Where does he hit in the order?
He hits number two.
Oh. Yeah, he's been really, really good. So he's
weird that he wouldn't hit six for all those RBI opportunities.
He's got 50 bolts, first National Leaguer to do it since Prince Fielder exactly 10 years ago.
I mentioned this online, and a lot of people disagree with this. I'm actually surprised that they do, but whatever. I guess this is a hot take. According to Chris Lingbach, Blue Shorts, it's a hot take. The home run record for home runs in a season is 73 by Barry Bonds.
Yes.
That's the home run record. And I could rank for you the all-time numbers if you want, home runs in a season, very easily, because all I have to do is Google home runs in a season and see how many have been hit by various sluggers. But here's the thing that people are doing around baseball now as Giancarlo Stanton brings his 50 home runs that he hit, his 50th yesterday to Nats Park. They're saying that he's chasing Roger Maris's record of 61 home runs in a season. Sorry about this, guys. Roger Maris's home run of 61 record in 1961 is not the home run record. Bonds hit 73 in 2001.
Yeah.
McGuire hit 70 in 1998. Sosa hit 66 in 1998. McGuire hit 65 in 1999. Sosa hit 64 in 2001. And Sosa hit 63 in 1999. All six of those home run seasons were greater than Roger Maris's 61. Now, were those players juicing? Yeah, they were probably juicing. And in some cases, we know definitively they were juicing.
Right.
I would say we can all, as adults, look at those numbers and go, that's not real life. Those numbers were accomplished via cheating. They still happened. We can't just pretend like they didn't happen, like people want to do. I heard, this was actually on a broadcast on national television, that Giancarlo Stanton is 11 home runs away from Roger Maris's 61, the mark by which we judge home run hitters. Incorrect. Incorrect and flawed. Because you are acting like Barry Bonds and Mark McGuire and Sammy Sosa didn't happen doesn't mean those seasons didn't exist. The home run record is 73, people. You can be upset if you want to, but until Rob Manfred wipes those away from the history books, and even then I'll have an issue with it. But until that happens, this is not a conversation.
You don't get to put your fingers in your ears and close your eyes. I'm sorry it's an unfortunate detail that bothers you, and it may bother some people more than others. And I'm in the bothers me less. I mean, what bothers me more are the, like, small hitting second baseman that rolled in with 40 homer seasons. You know what I mean? Like that, right. That's what irked me about the steroid era. But for goodness sakes, the pretending is really weird to me. I don't get why you do that. You can have a conversation where you go, the 61, the pure American League record, I guess, at this point, or the nostalgic number of 61 matters an awful lot to people. In fact, it mattered so much that Billy Crystal made a movie about it. That's the number that we care about here, but we all know the record 73. As long as you offer some sort of caveat and stop pretending, then I think we can go on with our day. It's weird to me.
We need to not act like 61 is the record, I guess, is the simplest way I could put
it. You could still act like 61 is significant. Fine with that, by the way.
Very significant.
Because it is. And so is 50, for that matter. Haven't been that many guys have done that.
A couple of my issues, though, with this whole 61 is the record thinking. First, we have no idea what guys were doing back then. Steroids weren't available. I don't even know if there were designer drugs in the 1960s. I have no idea. But at a time when it might have been perceived to be cutting a corner to be taking a greenie or something else, who knows what players were doing to get themselves up? Like, you know, you have different ways of playing at a high level. There's nothing to say that if steroids weren't available to guys who played in the 60s, they wouldn't have done them. They might have done the 60s version of that, as far as I'm concerned. Who knows? I can tell you right now, I don't, and all the people that are yelling about 1961 being the home run season don't know either. The other problem I have is, you know, all of the sports writers that get so offended and bothered by this that were on the scene then covering these games, they didn't have a problem with it then. Major League Baseball now pretending like 61 is the record? Were they acting like Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire weren't going back and forth in 98?
You enjoyed the ratings, didn't you?
Or were they celebrating that like it was the greatest accomplishment in the history of the sport?
Grant, hold on. Let me take issue with that. All the owners, they gave back the extra money from ad revenue that year.
They did?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that story.
Out of principle. No, they loved it. Everybody basked.
Then I changed my stance.
Yeah. How about everybody basked in it? Now we want to pretend it didn't happen.
I remember the 01-73 homer season for Bonds like it was yesterday. You know why I remember that? Because every network was cutting to every one of his at-bats and reveling in that success, just like they did in 98 when McGwire and Sosa may very well have changed and saved baseball after the short season of 94, the strike. Two things, in my opinion, saved baseball. One, Cal Ripken Jr. streak in 96. Two, the home run chase of 98. But now, as Giancarlo Stanton gets ready to show up at Nats Park with 50 home runs, people are telling me he's 11 home runs away from the record when 23 more than that have been hit at one point.
He's 11 away from a significant number. I mean, that's all I'll say. 50 is significant because 28 guys have done it.
Yeah.
And that's a huge deal over the course of the history of this game. 60 is that much more of a rarefied air, obviously. So if you want to keep nostalgia for 61, bless your tender heart. That's awesome. But you don't get to say record, I don't think.
What about the fact that in 1961... if you've seen the movie 61, you alluded to it, Billy Crystal's great film on HBO. Roger Maris played in 8 more games than Babe Ruth had when he had hit the previous home run record. So was there some old guy sitting there at some point going, well, actually, Babe Ruth's record is the real record because Roger Maris cheated because he had extra games?
Yeah, at the time, that's one of the things that was, you know, because Maris, people were mad that he was going to break it.
No. Here's what happened. In a season he hit 61, in a season Ruth had hit, at that time, 60 in 1927, so he broke the record. It was his record, even though he had played in more games. Just like now it's Bonds' record, even though we pretty much know that he cheated.
You want an asterisk? How about that stupid short porch in right field in Yankee Stadium? How about that? How about you make it a Major League Baseball caliber right field? How about that? Now, I'll put asterisks there, too. Your routine fly balls. Your Derek Jeter opposite field flyouts turn into home runs. Put an asterisk by the first Yankees title because they shouldn't have gotten out of the ALCS because that was a damn flyout to Tony Tarasco. I'll go all day. You want asterisks? I'll asterisk you. I didn't mean that, Grant. I take that back.
Don't asterisk me.
I take it back.
If you guys have a thought on this budding and brewing sensation now to say that Giancarlo Stanton's 11 homers away from the home run record that everyone's trying to do, we'd love to hear from you. 800-636-1067. You want to react to that?
He said a lot of homers. Good for him.
Let's talk Mayweather and McGregor next. A successful event that exceeded expectations. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.